T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Third down and 2 with 57 seconds to go in the half. Steelers executing perfectly, leading by 10, looking to build on it. Claypool motions right. Roethlisberger throws, got it complete. What a move by Johnson. He left Joseph on the ground and goes in for a touchdown. Catches it, stops, pivots, and scores.
Really proud of the way that this team came down here, went on the road against a really, really good football team and found a way to win.
Here comes Brewer in, rookie offensive lineman from Texas State, as an eligible receiver, ball at the half-yard line. Give Henry, diving, scoring. Touchdown! Titan Henry! Over the top for 6.
Not a perfect product, we understand that, but I appreciate the efforts. We are perfect from a record standpoint, so we respect that.
The grounding penalty turns out to be very significant.
Yes, it was, Mike.
This is close to the right hash, just inside the right hash. It'll be a 45-yarder, 19 seconds remaining. Snap, set, kick on the way. No good. He missed it wide to the right. Steelers will take over. They will kneel twice, and they're going to go to 6-0.
All right, presented by Chafin Luhana and Drew Law Firm, doing good by doing right. How are you today, Pittsburgh? On a Victory Monday, 38 special, the Titans Radio Network. Big Ben, Mike Tomlin, Chris Muller about to slide in like a Chris Collinsworth open. Craig Riley feverishly finding Monday Night Football props to bet on. And there's me. Andrew Filippone with you for the next 4 hours today as we break down the Steelers' 27-24 win over the Titans. Chris, can I tell you what stood out most about that game yesterday, other than the fact that when CBS lost the signal, I thought I was going to melt into my couch and die like the witch in The Wizard of Oz when that happened? I've never been more upset with a technical difficulty in my entire life. I was screaming, tell the players in Nashville to stop. There's only 11,000 people there. They can delay the game for us.
Can you imagine the just standstill? Hold on, we've got some problems with the feed. Bill over there with the in the wires department is trying to settle this.
Oh my God! And I'm thinking, and I'm stuck in 84 Pennsylvania now at my in-law's house. I'm like, Is there TV glitchy? Did something happen with our specific TV?
We had the same thing happening because I had just set up a TV just on the floor in the living room of my new house, and Alex's friends, both of whom work for said cable behemoth who we use, everyone was looking at them going, "Is this your fault?" And then I thought, "This is like the Heidi game, basically." But this is funny in 2020. Everyone's like, Chris, what's going on with this TV, man? Did you get faulty cable here? And as soon as I looked on Twitter and saw Bob Pompeiani freaking out, I knew everything was okay. Pomp losing his mind. I think you were in there losing your mind. I tweeted out Heidi with an exclamation point for that famous incident. It was interesting.
Yes. So this is what I'm going to remember about this game is that they went on the road and beat a team that was undefeated and lost in the AFC Championship game last year, was one of the final four teams in the NFL, and had backed it up this year with a hot start. They went in there on the road. I know road now is in air quotes. It's not what it used to be. And they didn't really have their fastball for the entire game. They didn't. The Steelers did not play a very good game. At the end of things, it started perfect, but by the end, they had not played a good game. They were -3 in the turnover battle. Teams that are -3 lose 80% of the time in the NFL. I mean, that's a death knell when you're -3. Roethlisberger started perfect. He looked like an MVP on the first drive. By the end of things, Chris, he had played his worst game of the season. And you're already down Devin Bush. You're down the guy that is supposed to police the middle of the field. The guy who is not next man up, but the player who does the best middle defense for you now is Minkah Fitzpatrick, and he sucked yesterday. He gets caught in a bad spot. It leads to a 70-yard A.J. Brown touchdown. And then on fourth down, he bear hugs Corey Davis in the end zone. And that set up the Henry touchdown that you heard in the open. So Ben didn't play a good game. Minkah didn't play a good game. They lost the turnover battle badly, and they won. And you would expect maybe they could get away with that against the Bengals or the Jaguars or the Cowboys or the Giants, a team like that. Chris, they did it against an undefeated team. So I actually think that that's a positive, that they were able to get away with that and win against a 5-0 outfit. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I hate it when you do this, I'll be honest. This makes me mad because that was my big takeaway, too, at the end of the day. Because I, you know, at first yesterday in the midst of the game still going on and not knowing if they were going to win or lose, I said it's hard to have a 27-point performance and say the team hasn't had a very good game to this point offensively, but that's how I feel. And, of course, the usual, like, dog pile of black and gold glasses crowd ensued. But it is telling to me that they go and play a good team, albeit a flawed one. Tennessee does not have much of a defense. Like, I'm still not that impressed with their defense, although I thought they brought it in the second half yesterday to make some good plays on the football. You're not playing chumps, like you said. You are playing a team that is going to be in the playoffs and going to win their division. Would you feel good saying that? I know the Colts are 4-2, but they suck and no one cares about them. I took that as the exact same sort of overall point from yesterday. I thought that was their A-plus game for a good chunk of the first half, and then I thought maybe their D-minus game. So what do you want to call that? C-minus maybe, if you want to grade it in a certain kind of way, and they still came out with a win. I also thought it was telling that when they needed a couple plays down the stretch, they got enough pressure to force a bad play from Tannehill that ended up being pivotal in the game. It was not perfect. It was not a Rembrandt by any stretch. And I come out of it still with a lot of questions, just like David DeCastro said in the clip in Eric's update. But they are a damn good football team. Best in the league, who knows? But they are very good football teams are the only kind that win games like yesterday. Good football teams are the only ones that can play the way the Steelers did yesterday and still come out with a win.
Yeah, you play an average game, and that might be charitable at the end. You play an average game on the road against an undefeated team and you still win. You're not supposed to get away with that in the NFL.
No, says a lot, I thought. It says a lot. You know what? You know what was the other thing that was telling? I would have conceded to people who say, I'm too defensive about Tomlin and I go to the mat for him too much. I would have conceded 100 times out of 100 that in-game coaching, the Titans had the advantage yesterday with Vrabel. I thought the Steelers, if being having your team prepared to come out of the chute ready to go is a part of coaching, which it is, I thought Tomlin had them come out of the chute so fast on the road, it forced Vrabel and the Titans into some unbelievably sloppy, terrible coaching decisions and just generally bad play that you ascribe to not being ready for the game. I thought the Steelers punched them in the mouth and did it so prolifically for the first 30 minutes that it held up for the entirety of the game. And to me, that's partly on coaching.
Craig, do you have a big take for us as a man that bet on this game and won a lot of money?
Yeah, I just like that the Steelers were able to come out, punch a team in the mouth, and allow that to make up for errors late in the game. They don't have to play a complete game to beat good teams. That's a huge deal.
Yeah, -3 and Roethlisberger 3 interceptions.
He had the reverse Baker Mayfield game yesterday. Started out great, ended poorly.
Yeah,
You mad that I squeezed a Mayfield reference into the first segment?
No, I'll look past it. I'll be okay with it, I think.
Can I give you one more takeaway from this game? Just a brief
By
one.
All means, Malzi.
Rumors of Juju's demise are greatly exaggerated because he might have been their MVP yesterday in that game. Yet he didn't score a touchdown. You know, there wasn't like some splashy 80-yard catch. That was a blood and guts effort, if you can call something like that, or by a wide receiver that. That was a blood and guts effort by him where he made some big time plays for them. And I've criticized him, certainly. I gotta pat him on the back when he plays a hell of a football game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.